streaming. Let's see. I can put this on CineSat. Facepalm.
I actually don't want us to watch the 64K that Quadric and Ivory Labs did, because I actually don't like the intro that we did. So
I was in the doubt if you would like to have it or if you didn't like to have it. I didn't put it in the end because both you and VZ said that it wasn't really that good.
Yeah, but it's not very good.
But you can still talk about it if you want to talk about your Unity flow thingy, whatever it's called.
Fine, yeah, we can talk about it. It's unfinished, but we're working on it.
Why isn't this sending to CineSat? That's the question I would like to know. We're already on Twitch at least, so that's good. We can start spamming. Why isn't it on CineSat? Is it because I'm black? It says live. Maybe it's just not republishing to Facebook. Republishing to Facebook not activated. Why?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook has been changing some stuff lately from requiring you to use HTTPS, so maybe republishing to Facebook not activated. So maybe we just won't have Facebook today. We'll have to live life without Facebook.
So I guess there's not that many sinners on Facebook anymore, right? Mm-hmm.
There are still a few, one or two. One or like 300.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm gonna
spam.
Well,
we still have
this,
like, several minutes before the.
Yeah, it's enough to spam the URL there, so that I'm starting. So it's fine.
I really like these sunflower demos. They have a really nice palette.
Yeah, energy is such a big classic.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to say something because even though we are in the pre-show, people don't really want to listen to nothing, I guess.
Yeah, nothingness is nothing. I think you went to the wrong playlist, though.
Berkon, I didn't see you at the party. Were you actually there?
Yeah, I was at the revision, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, revision, yeah.
But yeah, you'll have it. If you're coming to assembly, you'll have a chance to meet me there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome how Assembly has this cult following. Like, so many groups in Finland always religiously go to Assembly every single year.
Well, it's pretty close by, so it's easy to go there.
It's the best excuse.
Yeah.
Or if you don't go to Assembly, you go to the other party next to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still spamming that we're live. I can join the group as Mystery Demo Scene Theater. Awesome. Let's do that. What's your handle and group if you don't have any? Okay, I'm not going to care about joining the Demo Scene group. I don't want to answer a questionnaire. Not right now, at least. What other group was there? Sofa Sceners? Your request is pending. That's not good. Why do they make this so complicated? Okay, I'll just go there personally. Sleep myself instead of sharing. It's already there. Okay, whatever. Okay, just did a little bit more than I wanted to, but that's still fine. So, pre-show, huh? How's it going? So, what's your favorite demos? Let's talk about favorite demos before we get into it. CPDT, you go first. What's your favorite demo ever?
Favorite ever? That's a really hard question.
Yeah, we have the hard questions here on Mystery Demo Scene Theater 9000. Yeah. We make you think.
Oh. Favorite ever.
Well, I can name a few if that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I really like a lot of the recent conspiracy. Obviously.
The recent one, not the old one. Don't you like Chaos Theory better? Because a lot of people who like conspiracy like Chaos Theory.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's good. I mean, personally, you know, I joined the scene pretty recently. Like, two years ago.
Do you actually go back retroactively and check, like, the best demos that exist?
I have, but, you know, nowadays it's kind of like, a lot of these things feel a bit dated to me. Mm-hmm. I guess quite have the same connection that a lot of people who watched it at the time would have had, in a way.
When I joined the demo scene, I joined like in 97, and when I hear people talking about stuff from 92 and stuff like that, I'm like, it's good. I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds all right. I mean, Second Reality was obviously very, because it was still in 97, it was still impressive.
Mm.
But stuff that wasn't as impressive anymore is just. Yeah, sure. Another demo.
Yeah.
From back in the days.
Yeah. So like, I don't know if I have like a one true favorite that I can think of at least, but obviously up there is the recent conspiracy in Logicoma. Mm-hmm. Mercury.
Mercury had been a bit away though. Like
They have. Yeah.
They had those 2 years where they were really, really active and kicked everyone's ass. Resurrected the 64K category even.
Yeah.
And now they're just go back to being lazy.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you know, like of course, Fairlight seems to be, and the recent Altair ones are really like Mara.
Have you ever had interest in using Notch as a demo tool?
I have. I'm actually. In the process, well, I've been watching a lot of Notch tutorials recently because I've been thinking about working on a new 64K tool. So at the
You're gonna focus it on Notch, or are you just gonna take some features from Notch?
I'm starting off by cloning it.
Okay.
To some degree, I quite like the scene graph design where you have like. Your children.
Yeah, it's like node-based kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's node-based, but kind of in a different way to like how a lot of other node-based things work, which I quite like how it works.
What about you, Birkan? Have you ever played around with Notch?
No, not really. I've actually like just started playing around with like native code. Previously, I've just used like WebGL JavaScript, so this kind of browser-based intros.
So but your like stuff is usually accelerated, like you use the 3D in the stuff, right?
Yeah, so WebGL, and since most of like 1Ks and 4Ks are just shaders, there's not much difference, I feel like, with JavaScript or browser-based or running native.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried CablesGL, the tool from Pandur? That allows you to do like WebGL stuff and everything. It's also node-based or graph-based, but it's all in the browser and for WebGL.
No,
stuff.
I have not tried that yet. I've just done it like mostly from scratch or using like GSX and stuff like this.
I guess the thing about using WebGL though is you don't get a lot of the new like graphics features.
Yeah,
like can you change some things?
Yeah, you're very limited with the specification.
Yeah.
And if you're creating an intro, you're also limited in what the synths you actually can use for the music.
Yeah, that's true. So that's why I would like to transition a bit to back like to the native code, and at least do something with actual binaries.
That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, because you've been doing so many 4Ks and everything is JavaScript. So what synths have you used? Have you been doing the sound in the shader themselves?
No. So basically there's this kind of like sandbox JavaScript synthesizer, which has like some basic UI. Mm-hmm. And it minimizes fairly well, and you can like fairly easily optimize it even further, so it squeezes in quite a small or tiny space.
Yeah, I think I checked it before, but it seemed like to be like, well, it's a synthesizer. It's better than having no synthesizer. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, you are from somewhat limited with the tools, so that's why I'm thinking of going native.
But did you check those Japanese guys, like FMS Cat? They code the sound in the shader, which is just insane.
I have not tried that, yeah. Like, I'm not really a musician myself, so on the music, I really have to rely on others to, like, do the stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, perhaps that's something I should try at some point.
I mean, I'm a musician, and I can't code sound for shit. Like, I tried some bite-sized coding or whatever you call it, like beat codes or beat byte or whatever it is. And I made some interesting stuff with it, but I can't call it like proper music. So I don't know. I need a nobi to iron out the kinks to make it sound awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome to the stream, XJ Cox. I don't know how to pronounce your nickname, man. Lilo, welcome to the stream. We're still on pre-show, but it's already 7 o'clock, so I guess we can start the show officially. Yep. So welcome, everyone. Mystery Demo Scene Theater 9000. I have with me today CPDT from Modad, Birkin from Half-Bit Cheese, and Branch from Ivory Labs and 500 other groups. So we're going to start with the new guys, which is CPDT and Birkin. We're going to switch to their playlists, and we're going to ask them how the hell did they get into the demo scene. So I guess CPDT is first.
Yeah.
So your first demo party was Syntax 2017.
Syntax 2017, yeah.
How did you end up visiting the demo party at all?
That's a great question. So I guess, do you want me to just go from the top, like, how I kind of found the scene? And
yeah.
Yeah, from memory, I basically was just, I stumbled across some 64K video, like, recording on the internet somewhere. And I was like, that looks cool.
Were you already interested in graphics programming at the time?
So at that point, I had just graduated from school, so from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just were about to start university, and I didn't really have any projects or, like, I had done a lot of programming before, but I was kind of bored with, like, web development, which is what I'd done previously, and I was, like, looking for something new to do. So I saw this video, and I was like, that was cool. I reckon I could learn how to code graphics, like real-time graphics, and make something like that. And, you know, being a uni student with far too much free time.
I don't remember what that is anymore.
Yeah, I spent the next year basically learning OpenGL, shaders, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Culminating in going to Syntax, in Melbourne, Australia. In the end of 2017.
How big was Syntax? Is it like 30 people, 50 people?
It was more than 100, definitely.
That's pretty good.
So it's the biggest in Australia, but the Australian scene isn't
that
very big.
I think there was always like 2-3 parties in Australia every year, but some, I think there was one, there is more C64 based. I'm not sure if it's Syntax or not. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, there's Syntax, and then for a couple of years, there used to be one that's called Flashback, which I think might be more C64 based, but I think it stopped in like 2015, but they're starting it again this year, so it had a big gap. So for a while there was just Syntax, and then there was like a really, really small one in Ipswich, which had like 10 people.
I remember a party called Coven, but that was in the 90s, so...
Coven, yeah. I think I might have heard of that, but yeah.
from the old farts. Anyways, you went to Syntax. Did you meet any other people? Were you just hiding in the corner there? How did the party go for you?
I mean, yeah, lots of hiding in the corner. I did meet a few people like Cetrix and Squeaky Nev and a couple of the other like Australian sinners.
Citrix you know pretty well because he came to Europe a few times before, so he's been to a few demo parties here as well. And he's pretty big in the music, in the chiptune scene, I guess you can call it.
Yeah, I think he is. But yeah, mostly, you know, first party experience hiding in a corner with my friend who also came. but we released the thing, and that was really cool. And that thing was 068A. Which was a 64K.
I guess we can skip to that. So
yeah, skip to that.
Tell us how much work was it to make this?
So the actual intro was about a month. So I finished exams, and then I had a month.
Did you have a tool to do it, or was it all hard coded?
No, it was all basically hard coded. So I kind of had a bit of a framework that I sort of set up with, you know, like I used the Rocket Tracker, and had like shader reloading, and that was about it. And then spent about a month working on it.
Were you happy with the end result?
Mostly. for a first prod, I think it's pretty good.
Ended up winning the Newcomers Award and Meteorix.
We ended up winning the Newcomers at the Meteorix last year.
That was because the demo was really good, or because there was a lack of newcomers on the demo scene? How do you measure the other newcomers on the demo scene? That's what I really want to ask you.
Like, there were some other really cool newcomer entries that were that year. So, like, there were the new guys from Altair, who have been doing, you know, like, Mono Amine and all that stuff. They were also up for the newcomers that year. Mm-hmm. And I reckon they still totally should have won it. But I think in a way, we probably got it because, you know, like, we're from Australia and there's, like, no one, like, you know, the Australian scene's pretty small.
I don't think that's really...
As an encouragement thing?
I don't think that really counts as a measuring. Well, I wasn't in the jury that year, I think, as far as I remember, but I think it's more of the quality and the impact of the first entry.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know.
In my opinion,
I mean, obviously, as the creator of it, I look at it and I see all of the flaws.
Yeah. But, you are tired to death of hearing the sound and that kind of thing. So, you did this and then you started working on a tool. You wanted to come to Revision. How did you end up in Europe?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, after doing this, I worked on a synth for about a year. And that was it. I decided at one point that I wanted to go on a university exchange. So 6 months in a different country. So that's what I've done this semester, basically, after a lot of planning. 6 months in Norway, studying computer graphics subjects, basically. And I kind of planned that out so that it would be at the same time as like Revision.
That was smart.
Yeah, exactly. so I got to come here and I've got to go to demo bit and Revision.
Did you meet any other Norwegian seniors as well?
Yeah, I kind of knew Ferris already, so I kind of hung around with him a lot. Other than that, not really. I met Laguba at Revision.
Well, there hasn't been any Norwegian party since. There's Solskogen, but I guess, are you still in Norway when Solskogen's happening?
Sort of.
Maybe.
My family is coming over to do a bit of a Europe trip, and that's like halfway through it. So I would like to go, but it's either that or Greece.
Well, pro tip, there are no demo parties in Greece, so the weather is better, though. enough of CPDT, I don't know the right word. Anyways, let's go over to Burkon. Burkon, hello, how are you doing?
Hey.
You're pretty, like, not very known outside of Finland, but you were involved in the really big productions from Half-Bit Cheese. The first bigger one that I know is Field Trip. So can you tell us a little bit how you got into the demo scene and what your role was on Field Trip specifically?
Yeah, so I actually met Maxon and a few others who were participated in this at my summer job. I was doing like marketing stuff and ads and like this kind of stuff. I got into like that position because as a kid I was like got interested in like modding games and computer graphics were part of that. So
everyone wants to be a video game developer when they grow up.
Yeah. So I got into computer graphics, and I've always been really technical more than an artist, I would say. So I started like doing my own tools, just trying out like what can you do with programming and computer graphics. So I did a lot of.
Of course, you already knew about assembly. I guess it's hard to not know about assembly.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't really get into demo scene at that point yet. So it like once I started doing computer graphics, it took me like I guess almost 10 years before Field Trip came into view. So basically, I met Maxon and some of from the other friends, and we had some like. We're spending afternoon or something watching demos and thought that hey, this would be cool to make, but none of us had really done any real-time stuff. We were all just like more of digital artists. I had some programming experience but nothing real-time. Mm-hmm. So we thought okay, like, we're gonna make this kind of like pre-rendered wannabe demo, and that's I guess how we got the idea. We drafted a storyboard and then got to work.
I saw a talk about this, about the making of this, and you had like a whole Gantt graph of all the different scenes and who's gonna work on what. I really enjoyed reading that.
Yeah. This was quite intensive. I think it was like not even half a year before the assembly where we participated in the compo. It was fairly intensive at some points. I think Maxon did. Quite like worked like full time basically on this at the time.
Mm-hmm. So you said you did some coding for this. I thought everything from this was like rendered on.
Yeah. So I basically did some 3D Studio Max plugins used here.
Okay.
So I did the air balloon tank, for example, and then rigging that, and then wrote some scripts to like smartly animate it. And then some of the Julia Quaternions or the lighthouse scene here is something I also 3D modeled.
Okay. So how did you went from doing animation stuff into actually doing 4Ks that you went?
Yeah,
up
so after, the, after this I didn't really like participate in any combos, but I did go to assembly every year.
Mm-hmm.
At some point I decided that I think I saw some PO once entry on assembly or somewhere and noticed that okay, hey, this is made with JavaScript, and I was like, how is that possible, how can you do this in browser? And I had already done JavaScript myself through work and stuff like this, so I thought to myself that okay, if you can do this in browser, I already know all the technologies there, so I wanted to try something myself. And yeah,
so I was asking, we're going to play a couple of your 4Ks. I asked you this before, yep. But I should ask you again for the stream. How did you do the sound in JavaScript? Because that's one of the main issues we have to doing 4Ks in JavaScript.
Yeah,
you
so,
do, like,
so there's
white
this
code or...
Yeah, so there's a sound box, which is basically JavaScript synthesizer. So it's entirely written in JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically writes math scene functions, creates raw WAV file, which is then played by the browser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and that's what you've been using on all your intros that you've been doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Because yeah, all this have been browser, and there are very few JavaScript synthesizers. It's not very popular, I think.
Yeah.
But at least like these kind of like ones that would optimize really well. You are very size limited here, so you have to go with fairly primitive.
Yeah, we were talking earlier that I seen some guys, especially FMS Cat from Japan, and what is the other one, 0x41,
yeah,
whatever the other numbers are. They do the sound in the shader, but you need to know music programming for that. So
yeah, basically, and I don't really have much music background, so I haven't really gotten into that myself yet.
Okay, so what can you tell us about Highway 4K?
Yeah, so this was actually my first real-time production. So yeah, I started, I think I had watched like the Tron just recently and thought, okay, that was cool. How can we translate this into 4K intro?
And this is all ray marching, right?
This is, yeah, this is basically ray marching distance fields. So yeah, I had seen quite a lot of 4K intros at the time. Like I visited Assembly every year, so I wanted to do something with some kind of like story, not just some really abstract thing.
Yeah, story always gets you extra points.
Yeah, so that's what I aimed here, and then I wanted this kind of like some camera works. It basically try to mimic some of like you have rally scene and this kind of stuff. So. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to play around with a bit with the camera. So
I think it worked
pretty
well.
This is what I came up with.
That's pretty nice. And this was your first 4K, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, spent quite a lot of time. I think I started like half a year with Assembly. And I didn't really count the hours, but way over 200.
I'm starting to learn ray marching myself now, so I sort of can see how you do most of the stuff. I don't know how to do the reflections yet,
yeah.
But I guess there's like a paper for that somewhere.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of tutorials and good stuff for ray marching, because it's the way to get the complex shapes into like 4K.
Didn't you document how you did this intro, right?
Yeah, there's a making of. I wrote about this.
Okay, cool. I had to check that. And this one is Core Critical. This also got first place in Assembly. Was it last year?
Yeah, this was last summer.
Okay, so what can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so I had this idea like for a long time to like do some kind of like planet exploration intro where you like fly to like really cool 3D planet or something like that. So that was the initial idea I had for this. And so I made the planet and the spaceship, but I didn't really get the
Sorry
planet.
To break it to you, that doesn't look like a planet, that looks like the sun.
Yeah, this is the sun part, but yeah, you'll see the planet later on, but it didn't really like the remarching. I couldn't come up with a like, stable enough solution that I could go really close to the planet and really see any kind of cool details. In the end, I had to like revert back to this kind of like a bit more realistic, I guess, some kind of space station that flies in space.
Okay.
What was the reason that you didn't get the close-ups of the planet? Like, was there a problem getting enough detail, or was there?
Yeah. So basically, the noise functions I used and ray marching and noise functions don't necessarily like mix that well. You quite often get like ugly artifacts, and it's somewhat heavy because you need to evaluate the noise function at each step you take along the ray, so it's like computationally heavy. So I did do like use some of that kind of noise function that you can see before the here at the end, that the planet does do some deformation, but even that has like some somewhat ugly artifacts.
Yeah,
which are the main reason I didn't do kind of like that kind of planet exploration in the end. Perhaps I'll figure it out at some point, but yeah, I think I was like fairly happy how it turned out, the intro. But one downside is that I didn't like run out of time a bit with the optimizations, so I asked the Assembly crew to render it in 720p rather than full HD. So that was kind of like one downside, and the lighting was also a bit like slightly too dark. I should have like calibrated it better with different displays than just my own.
Yeah, either it's too dark or too bright. There is like it misses some.
Yeah, yeah. So the contrast was a bit too high. But overall, I think it turned out pretty nice.
And it has a story.
Yeah, that too.
I didn't even remember that it exploded in the end. So now we have a recap. Anyways, let's go through revision stuff, mostly the PC compos. We're going to start with the PC 256 bytes. Have any of you guys ever done any PCs 256 bytes?
I've tried to do some, but I didn't succeed very well.
So let's see let's see what you guys think of this one. I really like this one. I really like the shadows and the background. It's clearly a fractal shape thingy. But I like that it seems like that it has depth.
Is this like a underwater scene or some kind of like refraction and so forth?
It almost looks like it's depth of field, even, which I think is kind of cool. Like, you've got different kind of blurry areas,
It's impressive. Okay, so 8 points for style, 6 points for being underwater, despite not being blue.
How do you like the music?
The music is very silent. I really love that part. And this one is a gray tunnel with no music, which is an improvement on the traditional gray screen with no music that was so hyped around. Looks pretty nice. Like some hints of color here and there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's completely gray. I'm not sure I can accept this.
Should be disqualified for having color.
It's no color,
Let me check the results, actually. There's a question on the chat. How to create complex shapes with sine distance functions, like human body? You can make them. It's maybe if you concatenate different shapes.
Yeah. I feel like the main technique, like, I don't know that much about SDS, but I think the main thing is using, like, smooth blending. Like, your smooth combination functions that instead of, say you have an object like that, they don't connect like that, but they have a curve.
The right person to ask that question is IQ of RGBA. It's like the god of sine distance functions. Or the Mercury guys, I guess they're pretty good at that as well.
So basically you're combining, well, not always, at least in some cases, you're combining just primitive shapes to create like a human body or something like that.
Yeah. Primitive shapes and then using special combinations or combination functions to apply smoothing and things.
Okay, so this one was placed fifth. Let's take a look at the fourth place, which was called Infinity Halls. This one has sound.
Wow.
Ominous sound. Ominous hall.
It has a really peaceful tone. I wonder, does it have something to do with the speed that it's going and the palette?
To me, it sounds ominous. How do you hear it peaceful?
Not the sound, but how it looks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the pacing is moving fairly slowly.
It's art. Okay, so this was fourth place, Infinity Halls by Desire. Let's take a look at the next one, which is Voyager. Also with sound. General MIDI.
This is pretty.
It is actually a really good music. If you think about the size limitations.
I think
obviously
it's general MIDI, so it's not very hard to access.
Exactly.
And that's it. There's nothing else. Just this little tune. And Starfield, of course. Oh, it goes to white! Story. Seeing the story.
Yeah.
Seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, this one's kind of cool. It has like a shape, it appears, I think.
This was first place by Abaddon. We can't show the second place because we don't have a render of it. What I really liked about this one is that you think it's that, and then suddenly...
Yeah.
Here comes the magic. And this, I really don't know how you find space to do. I mean, the shape, I can sort of understand how you can do it. The tunnel, I understand. How the hell do you do the shadows?
It's probably just you replicate the shape.
Yeah, it's fake.
Some kind of skewing.
It's probably fake. I don't know how they managed to fit it in 256 bytes, though.
Yeah, I doubt it's ray marching or Raycasting.
Yeah.
Really some dope stuff. And nice that they had a 256 bytes compo this year, though, because last year so many people submitted stuff to the wild that finally they created 256 bytes, and it seems like it actually has like quality entries. It's not just it wasn't just a one-off
the
thing.
Quality was surprisingly high.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to the next compo, which is the 4 kilobyte compo, I believe. This is Dopamine by Kloss. It got 9th place at the PC 4K.
This was this guy's first entry, I think. His first.
I believe so. I believe so.
It starts really well, but it doesn't really go anywhere, which is a problem. Yeah. There was at least like a couple of different directions that it looks at or something like that. It might have been much better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a really strong start, but then there's not much else, so it dwindles down a bit.
You see pencils and balloons, you would expect them to pop. But it also seems like clearly a ray marching.
I do like where this is going. I mean, the balloons and like the cityscape is really beautiful, but it just don't go anywhere. So I hope that this person for their next intro could add a bit more variation. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's always tough with the size limitations. You do something, then you realize there's no more space left, so that's what you get. So
of course.
I was gonna do a story, but no size left.
Yeah.
So people on the chat are asking by who. The group name is not a number, NAN, but the person who did it is Kloss, KLOS. And did both code, graphics, and music. I think it's pretty nice. I mean, for a first entry, it's really damn cool. I mean, I can't do this. And I'm learning ray marching now, so kudos to you. Next up, I think I jumped a few positions. We have Starstruck by Tazadum. Tazadum. And they were 8th place. So I didn't skip positions. Okay, they were 8th. And this reminded me a lot of old Replay intros.
The music is very Replay-like, but I don't know about the visuals. It's quite different from that.
Mm-hmm. It's curious because I remember some Tazadum intros from back in 2000, where they had a similar Replay-ish vibe on the sound as well.
I do like the idea that there's this cascades or shades that you're hiding the details, because the human brain adds a lot of detail to shadows.
Yeah.
CPDT, do you even know what we mean when we say replay? It was a group in the late 2000s, so I guess you've never seen it.
I feel like I probably have come across them before. Look
at that. It's curious how like some groups become like an adjective to represent something. Like when we say something is very MFX, or when we say something is very replay.
Oh yeah, so they did stuff around like
the late 90s mostly, and early 2000s.
Early 2000s,
But they had this kind of music and very flat shaded look, so very peculiar or particular kind of design aesthetic. Yeah, I really like this intro. I mean, it's small. It's small.
And smart use of shadows and fog as well.
Yeah. The fog is quite nice, yeah. I like the colors at the end, like the gradient.
The next one is a comeback from Calodox.
This is my favorite. The showcase.
This is so cute. Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's all in the music. clearly a filler intro, but it's so cute that it's just great.
I really like that the like when it's kept short, so it's only like less than a minute long, so you don't get kind of like doesn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is 4 by EOS. Or EOS.
Yes.
And this one got 6th place. Very competitive 4K comp.
Obviously reminds people of Salvador Dali, because this clock and
melting clocks.
The clock does strange things.
But it's really impressive, like the amount of stuff, like geometry, all the everything you fit into here, and the rendering quality is very high.
I really like the glass here. Almost looks like perfect. It's close to perfect.
Just the work that they had to do, like, the proper font for the numerals. And then someone was on acid.
Yeah, I think this was a bit divisive ending for this.
Reminds me of, like, early PlayStation 2 demos. Like, not demos, but those demo discs.
The
game. Yeah, it's nice. And it leaves you wondering what, like, you can imagine what that was about and try to come up with theories. Like the end of the world, making clock, did you just take too much acid? Anyways, this is by Evil with 4 V's, Alexa's Wet Dream. Ray marching stuff. A really tight sync to the music.
I would say that this is a more of a traditional demo scene demo with the lots of effects and kind of singing with the music. I don't mind it, it's fun, but it's nothing special. It didn't really like pop out in the competition. It's good.
The complex shapes and the colors make it stand out, like it has an identity of its own. But the competition was so close that it was really hard to stand out.
But they have fractals and complex shapes always going hand in hand.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of like, what do you do with them? And I think this is really solid, but yeah, it didn't really stand out. Like.
Yeah. Evil always seems to do some nice fractal ones, but yeah, kind of agree that they're not particularly unique.
The more I see it, the more I like it, because it just feels so solid.
Mm.
Yeah, there's really nothing bad about it, it's just kind of average. Or not even average, it's good, to be honest, but it's just not as good as the top 3 or top 5.
I guess the scene terminology would be it's not really more than the sum of its parts.
Do you guys think that the 4K is being reduced to only ray marching stuff? We don't really see any other stuff besides just pixel shaders.
It's difficult to fit like complex shapes anything except ray marching distance fields. So if you want anything complex, kind of like shape wise, it pretty much has to be ray marching.
Are you saying that we should go back to OpenGL 1.1?
Just that triangle spinning around.
People seem to be finding ways to make a lot of variety there within ray marching.
Yeah.
And this is Past Racer by Jetlag. The Russian guys.
I like the idea, but I with this intro, I sometimes feel that there needs to be either color or more contrast, at least in some scenes.
I really like the reflections.
Reminds me of like Holland demos quite a lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
I really dig the music. Really nice. I like it.
Also, this is like a streaming Golder Killer. Because it has so much like noise residue that it's really hard to encode.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better when you watch it on the real hardware.
So after this show, you should run it on your computer.
Yeah. Any kind of noisy effects get completely destroyed by the compression.
Yeah. Next up we have Night Mists by Nusan and Valden. Whole fucking city. I've been watching some live stream shader coding from Nusan. And he really knows his shit, and you can really tell on this intro. So he also reached the final on Shader Showdown. Not sure if he even won the final. Sure. I was commentating. I don't remember the fucking results.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it was him against Floppin in the end. Yeah. And he won in the end, yeah.
He did similar kind of like this kind of Taurus thing, I think, what we see right here. Wasn't that what he did in the finals?
He did like a sort of city kind of thing. I don't think he applied it to a cylinder. I think it was just on a plane. Like that glow. I guess it's all fake, but looks good.
Yeah, this is all everything has to be like fake. It's really hard to make any kind of real effects of this kind.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And this got what? Third place.
Oh, this intro got a lot of hype. There was that one procedural image released way back last year or something. And there was a lot of talk that this will be the one of the best intros ever. I don't think it really did that, but it's still really, really good.
Yeah, I think it had a really impressive kind of like visuals.
The complexity of the visuals is really...
Yeah.
But it's the same technique that he was using a few years back on that other 4K that got nominated. I'm not sure if it was last year or 2 years ago. This is by the same guy, Tumble Tuss, I think it's his name, from Fairlight. And he also did this, like, fractal but very complex shapes.
Yeah.
Like, you get, like, human shapes made out of fractally stuff. I guess you find seeds that make sense, and then you just store those seeds.
Yeah, you basically, trial and error, I think, you just randomly try to find the correct numbers.
And playing with shadows and silhouettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my only problem with this is it just doesn't really go anywhere for me, like...
He spent so much time, so much.
Just like nothing.
Yeah, he spent so much code to do the complex shapes that it kind of misses the storyline of some sort.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still very impressive.
Absolutely.
And then we have our number one place, Newton Protocol. So, Berkan, what can you tell us about this intro?
Yeah, so contrary to the other intros, this is actual like real ray tracing, but ray tracing is more difficult to do, so the only shape you will see is a spear. Ray tracing is much more efficient than ray marching, so this is actually like computes like full like real global illumination from the lights and the walls and everything. So this was like really like tech demo rather than like intro with a real story.
Did you already release the technical write-up of this intro?
Yeah, like posted a blog on the Medium. You can find like making of Newton Protocol.
Can you maybe briefly tell what kind of tricks did you do in this?
Yeah, so basically it computes the lighting separately from all the textures, so it does fairly heavy blurring on the ray traced lighting, because it's still really noisy. It shoots something like 6 rays per pixel, and if none of those hit light, it's black. If one hits light, it's slightly brighter, but used like 6 samples is not enough to produce a smooth image, so it does heavy blurring on the lighting, and then combines it with the textures and reflections and whatnot.
How many bounces?
I think it was 4 bounces, so it's quite a lot. That ensured that everything in the reflections is still fairly well lit. So it does the blurring by object ID, so keeps even track of the object ID, even the reflections, so I can blur the objects within the reflections. And then it also keeps buffer of like 5 previous frames, and it computes where the pixel was in the previous frame, so it calculates velocity channels for the camera and for the spears, and so it can backtrack where the pixel was in previous frames, and then it tries to add those up if the pixel was visible, so you can average also in time, so you get even smoother image.
Even if you don't understand demo scene stuff, you can really notice that that's like a tech demo. All the different things, and watching the scene in the reflection in the background and that kind of stuff, and the lighting coming off from different balls, you really show that there's different techniques going on there. Well, not techniques, but, you know, different ways to explore ray tracing.
Yeah.
Really
good
stuff.
That was pretty much like just tech demo for the like, what can you like, if you build really a high tech ray tracer, how does it work? Light play out?
You ended up winning the 4K compo with that one. How did that feel? You already won the assembly, so who cares about revision?
No, but it was really great. I've never been abroad, and so it was nice winning something other than assembly.
So you're definitely coming to revision again.
Winning with such technical intro, I think that was also really nice, because it really didn't have a strong story. or anything like that. It was mostly just tech.
Okay, so now we're on to the 8K compo. First with the entry from TRSI called Extra Life. It's like a little ode to those little, what's you call it, gaming console?
Game & Watch,
I don't know what the official name for that is, but...
Game & Watch. Oh, game? Oh, you mean the overall of those devices?
Well, it's not a watch, it's like a console of some sort.
I mean, this is before my time, so...
You never had this physically, CPDT. You don't have... But did you recognize it?
I didn't recognize the game. Like, I recognize the style as that kind of thing, but I don't recognize, like, what it... the game or what it's meant to be.
So when we had I'm not sure if it's LCD or not. I don't know the name of the exact technology, but you had those crystals that you could
change positions. I vaguely remember having like a game, like a Tetris thing that was like a handheld, but that was old. Like, it had been sitting in a cupboard in our house for like several years.
Yeah, well, this is old for our standards as well. I mean, this was when we were very little kids.
Yeah.
And you had these games, and the battery would last you like a day or something like that, and they would have to put another battery to have proper, so you could actually see the thing.
Yeah.
LCD Spiel, Mark is posting the link on the chat. So it's a bit of a really note to that.
I really like this intro from the beginning, like the first 30 seconds, because it was so different from the other intros in the competition.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like to be using Rain Watching. It was like this 2D, kind of nice looking environment.
And then they put 3D and they ruined everything.
Yeah, it wasn't so good.
3D ruins everything.
The problem with this 3D with not like really high quality lighting is it starts to look like somewhat a bit too fake, at least to me. And yeah, ray marching is like everyone uses ray marching, so everything, unless you like really put effort into shaders and lighting and stuff like that, it all looks slightly samey.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of like 90s, like the first Toy Story and this kind of stuff.
Yeah. This one that we're watching now is called the Manticora. It's by Alcatraz. I'm checking Architect and Alcatraz, so two groups involved on this one. It's pretty decent. It got third place. The 8K compo is not as competitive as the 4K. Not as many entries in it. But it still manages to put some stuff out. So considering that you guys do, well, mostly Burkhan, you do 4Ks a lot. Have you ever considered doing an 8K?
Not really. Assembly doesn't have the category at all. And even 64K has been, like, they've had it some years and some that they haven't. They've skipped it.
Well, are you considering going to revision next year?
Let's see. I haven't made any plans yet.
Okay.
It seems that a lot of, not a lot of, but at least some 4K people who are focusing on 4Ks are now moving to 8Ks and 64Ks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the future we will see more 8Ks or even higher quality 8Ks. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess
I don't think the 8K has been
explored category.
Exactly, it hasn't been fully explored yet. Considering the stuff that we've seen in 4Ks, the 8K still feels like, just like we're just taking advantage of the extra space.
Yeah.
But this intro, for example, is starting to... It actually has space to do a proper storyline with the different effects.
Yeah.
And that's the main driving force, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. And we have The Last Dance by Fulcrum and Horology. This one got second place.
I think this especially has that Toy Story feel that Bergen was talking about. The rendering is kind of, I don't know, dated, let's say.
Yeah.
but the amount of content that is here is amazing.
Yeah. Impressive.
So what would be your recommendations to improve the rendering on this one particularly? Because I have some talks with Seven, and he sometimes asks me, like, what can I do to make my demos or my intros better? So what would be your advice in this particularly?
I think it's like shading. Like you need to put more effort into like building the light into the shaders. So you have like some kind of like fake global illumination or something like that to make it look more real.
Like, okay.
Also, like, I think especially for at least this one, some of the colors, like at the trees, it's all very one or mostly kind of one very saturated green.
It feels like the whole screen is at some times like filled by green.
Yeah. And there's also just things like, I think like distance fog, for example, could help bring out like the distance, you can actually see like the distance. That can often help with that sort of thing.
Like, for example, the water looks pretty decent. And
the water looks nice.
The depth of field also looks pretty okay.
Yeah. But I'd probably say maybe the depth field's a bit overused. As someone who's guilty of doing that in the past.
And the colors are like a big thing, like using not just the like the full green or like full red, but actually like proper shades. And I'm guilty of this. Like just it's easy to type the just saturate one color up and leave the other zero.
I can see that there's a bit of yellow there, but maybe there should have been even like browns and blacks and grays.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of green, which is also important.
This is why having a tool with color pickers in it is like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go click, click.
Okay. Had a story though. That's always a plus.
Yeah.
Then we have the winner by Loonies. It's called Haunted. It's a haunted house.
This one I find the shading also is a bit like Toy Story, but
yeah,
there's a lot of content.
And it's a unique idea. So cool.
Yeah, I think it was really unique idea, and it has like tons of content and really nice story.
And the presentation for the size is amazing.
Yeah.
I guess like maybe the only thing that I'd say is I do vaguely remember that like a bunch of the animations were like too linear, which is really probably nitpicky, but they were just like animations that felt wrong.
Yeah. So
I'd say you could have just added a bit of a curve there and it would have
smooth step everything. Get at least some.
We like how they managed to incorporate the fractal to give some texture here on the organ.
I like this classic effect of a haunted house. Yeah, it seems to have this effect, but then it's actually a door!
Yeah.
Shadows are moving.
Spooky balloon.
In a way, it kind of feels like those early 90s CGI tech demonstrations. Like, the whole team is kind of something that they would have had at the time. So, it, in a way, actually, the shading works if you try to make
Yeah.
Spook. Power on the 64K.
Yep. I just realized that I don't have a video for the polarity one, but we can talk about yours first, and then I'll try to find a video for. So tell me how. This was by you, obviously. Atlas.
Yeah. Myself and Nobi.
So where did the idea come from?
So also initially the plan for a vision, which has been kind of in the works for a while, was myself and the rest of the Monad people, so there's me and a couple of friends. We're gonna do this really big thing. This really big 64K is gonna be awesome. But with about a month and a half to go, I realized, I actually don't have the tech I need to do this at the moment. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff that I don't have yet today. So basically one day, so I was working on this volume renderer for, like, cloud renderer for that. And one day after I decided actually this isn't going to work out, I sat down and tried to recreate this picture I saw, like this artwork of, like, this rocket flying through clouds, this Ariane 5 rocket flying through clouds, is like basically the shot that you see at the end where the rocket's going off the clouds. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna try and recreate that in real time. And then I was talking to Novi at one point, and he was like, "Oh yeah, if you're working on something, I can do music for it." And so I showed him that, and he was, I think, pretty sold on it straight away. So this shot here was basically the first thing. And so, yeah, then basically the briefing that I gave was, like, it's going to be just a bunch of kind of nice-looking scenes with some kind of story. And I think, yeah, and he came up with this wonderful track. And then it was just making content to fit it, really. So, like, this is, again, based off a picture. And, yeah.
Definitely looks very Macau Exports in it, like the whole very slow movement. And you did, like, a breakdown article where you explained the whole subscattering and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I did a stream on that. There's a recording of it somewhere.
It was really cool to watch.
Yeah, I really liked the volumetric. The quality was, like, it looked so real and nice.
Yeah, I was really, really happy with that.
And you ended up getting...
A lot of it was made at the party, right? Like the other...
We did a lot of, like, the camera shots and things we put together at Padia. Yeah. So all of the scenes were done by me, and a bunch of the camera shots were as well. And then Novi basically spent a bunch of party, like, filling in the spots and cutting things a little bit, because he's really good at that.
You got third place, and the one fourth place, I played it on the wrong order by mistake, was this one, Brainworm by Polarity, which is pretty much Luna Sorcery. And Subi. What I liked about this one was especially the syncs with the music.
Yeah,
that was really impressive. I also like how it constantly, like, keeps growing, and then it gets kind of cut, and then it regrows the texture.
It gives a nice momentum.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the amount of work put into the sync, especially in that later on bit with the 3D brain kind of thing, I thought was really impressive. I loved it.
Still suffers that ray marching look though. Thing, like,
I think in some parts, yeah, not enough post processing maybe on some of this. That's it, right? You just, something doesn't look good enough, you just throw post processing effects on.
I would argue that actually there's too much post processing. Maybe. It might look better if it's really clean.
Yeah. I really like this bit, like, with the background patterns and stuff.
Okay, the direction in this part is really amazing.
I really love the organic feel of the...
It's like a real brain!
Thanks for the greed.
And they put, like, a little icon for people, like in Conspiracy and on Mercury, you see, like, a little drawing of the logo.
Yeah.
this opening in the middle is the one that I don't really like that much. It sort of works, but it feels like it's been over abused a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one thing that I have with this, is like that kind of second part where it goes back to the brain. It feels like there should be more happening there.
Like the things on this 2D part looked a lot better in my opinion.
Yeah, I really like the 2D parts. Those are the best part of this.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Definitely.
This got fourth place at 64K Compo, and then we have the second place by LJ and Alcatraz called the Jade Room. And whenever I went to the bathroom,
right?
Yes. Whenever I went to the bathroom, I saw them working on it, like next to the little console thing there. So I was really looking forward to what they were presenting. Yeah, Party Version says up there. Did they release a final version yet?
Probably not yet. But yeah, it was kind of running.
Just this scene. I mean, just this scene is already. Okay, you won the compo. Go away.
This, like, modeling work is really impressive. I got no idea how to do that. I guess it's all sign distance fields, but...
Yeah, it's just a ray marker, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I don't have that much SDF skill.
It's good to see LJ is doing 64Ks now, not just 4Ks and 8Ks.
I think it's the same effect that I was talking about previously, where people who are working on 4Ks are slowly moving to bigger sizes, like 8K and 64K.
Yeah, they got a bit tired of the old limitations, I guess. They already know what they can do. And it feels like a bit like you're repeating yourself after you do, like, 4 or 5 4Ks.
And especially if they do really well.
I like the texture details and the stuff, like a little wear on the metal just makes it look so much more real.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flickering in this one though, like the little fireflies, I guess. I guess it's a side effect of...
Is that a Logicoma greeting I see there?
It did run into some frame rate issues though.
Mm.
It's, well, understandable when you try to squeeze all this into Ray Mortar.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of find it problematic that the demo is mostly a flyby. There's not a lot of like stuff moving in it. But it looks really nice. Definitely.
Yeah,
it has good momentum. I really like the greetings as well. Bit of a sneaky play to what's it called? Or Logicoma did a couple years back, but looks pretty well. Pretty nice. So yeah, definitely memorable. A lot of nice scenes, very slow-paced.
Yeah.
A lot of quality into those scenes.
I feel like they were using references. It looks like there's a lot of thought put into this, especially this scene.
Simulation. Terminating. inform the president that the revision 2019 simulation.
But the whole thing isn't like fully developed as a, like a story. It's just a collection of different scenes that are not connected.
Maybe the story is left for you to decide in your mind. Use the power of imagination to tell the most beautiful story in the world.
Sure.
And then we have Logicoma. Which just looks fucking awesome and sounds fucking awesome. It's somehow similar to the previous works, but it still managed to up it up a notch.
Yeah.
I really liked how this turned out. Really cool stuff.
And if people are interested, Ferris did a like a Twitch stream about this intro. Maybe actually two streams, I don't know.
Yeah. Go to Ferris' YouTube channel and you can find all the links there. People who actually use models and intros. Crazy people.
Ferris. Oh, yeah. So apparently Big Pose was working on like a way to pack the model.
They have this, from what I understand, they have this really low polygon model, and then they subdivide it.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of like, But so I was talking to Ferris about this, and apparently his original goal was actually, do you remember Mara by Alter from Demobit? Mm-hmm. Which was the demo with like the like statues and like gold fabric and stuff? Yeah. He said that he saw that and he wanted to see if he could do it better.
And then 64K.
And that's why there's the statue and also the deer later on. But it turned into this, and this is. That's what I think.
And the lighting on this scene is just so awesome. Like the different colors and all the balance looks really good.
Yeah, I really like the colors.
Check out this deer. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, polished as fuck indeed.
Oh yeah, subsurface gathering.
Feels a bit short, but it's like so on point every single scene.
Yeah.
I think it's better to make it a bit too short. So you like would like to see some more rather than like overstay your welcome.
Yeah, and then you just feel like it's boring.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was the 64K compo. Now moving on to the PC combined demo compo. First intro that I picked was Flatshade Society by Ninja Dev, which was an invitation for Soul Skogan, I believe.
Yes.
This got 7th place on the PC demo combo.
There were a lot of invitations after this year.
There were.
It's normal
like,
every single year at Revision.
Like half of these were invitations.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest demo party. People want... It's the main stage to invite other people to go to your party, so it makes sense that people aim for Revision to show their invitations. And when it's done as nice as this one, it stays in your mind, so... I really love how Ninja Dev keeps, like, reworking that. They have this very fresh style of, like, including 2D and 3D animations. To do this like very animographic kind of look and feel to their intros, but they keep changing the style a little bit, which I think is really good and fresh.
Yeah. But they're always so happy, which I love. Like Yeah. Fury. It's right. It's right.
And this is something that I mentioned at Meteorix, but it's amazing that they have so many people working on the demo. Mm. And it ended up being so well done, like coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cube and a twister. A twister cube with a sphere.
I approve this breakbeat and hip hop sound. And actually, this one didn't really feel like a. Like an invitation, it felt like a regular media demo.
Mm-hmm. Bring your dancing skills. That shape society. Really nice.
Very nice.
So this one got 7th place, I think. Yep, and on 6th place we have VO by JVB. I actually had to do a recording of this one because it wasn't on YouTube just yet. Yep. It's missing the last few seconds, but this was a really good demo. Like, so tight in terms of sync and ambient.
I had to leave the party a bit early, so I didn't actually see this one. I'm seeing this the first time.
What did you guys think of the PC demo compo overall? I guess CPDT, do you have any comments on that?
I mean, obviously I haven't really been to Eurovision before, but from how I can compare it, it was a bit weak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wasn't, like, didn't feel like there was a really big, strong, there were any big, strong, like, really good entries.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I have to agree. I like the Amiga compo better. I thought the Amiga compo was a lot stronger.
I think a lot of people.
Yeah, those were insane. Like, those I really loved. Even though I'm not really into that, like, old school scene that much, but that was really impressive stuff.
I don't know how big of a organizing hassle it would have been, but my personal opinion is that they should have shown the Amiga demo combo last.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would have made a, like, more stronger impact than the demos.
Yeah.
This one looks pretty good, though. I mean, I really loved this one when I watched it. And it leaves, it's memorable, and it has some vibe. It just misses, like, huge 3D models and, you know, stuff that makes it, like, epic that we come to expect of a PC demo. But it's a really good PC demo.
But if you compare it to, like, last year's Assembly, for example, I think there was 3 or 4, like, or five, even 5, like, really strong entries.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like even the 5th from last year's Assembly would have won this one.
The thing with Assembly is that it seems like you always have, like, 3D flybys at Assembly somehow. Seems like it's a formula of some sort. And only Adapt tries to break that formula. We're doing some abstract stuff that no one really remembers after the compo has been. You know that we just saw 4 minutes of really interesting effects with fluids and... but then you ask someone to explain what the effect was, and people are just like, particles?
Yeah.
But all the other entries from Assembly are usually like 3D flybys. I remember Pyrotech is one of the main culprits of that. They show up every single year, showing always a 3D flyby demo and always...
I have to disagree with you. I think you have bad memory. Especially with Pyrotech, since they have been changing their style recently, which I like.
Okay. I will take your Finnish opinion into consideration. Meanwhile, let's talk about this demo. Every Mile a Memory by Desire. What did you guys think about this one? No opinions, no recollections.
Sorry, nothing. I'm really sorry.
It's not particularly memorable. It's not a bad demo.
No, it's a
good demo. It has content. It has good music. It has some sort of story. But it's just, it doesn't reach like the epic level that people come to expect from something released in 2019. Which I think might be more a problem of expectations from people than actually the people who are creating.
Well, I mean, you always try to beat the previous year, so it's constantly like kind of like the expectations are rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the graphics cards are also improving all the time, so you're kind of like expect to see even more amazing stuff.
Well, I would say that in graphics cards, the performance has been kind of slowing down because you have facing some technical limitations on atomic level.
Yeah, I'm really interested in seeing where this kind of hardware ray tracing is going. Because that would be kind of like actually getting like finally like really real lighting.
RTX
like real
on.
Time. Yeah, RTX on. So I think the current generation is not there yet, but in like the next iteration might be.
They also I guess people are. It seems like a lot of people are only starting to use like compute shaders and things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know at least in kind of the specific K category, it hasn't been much of a thing until like the last couple of years. People haven't really used them until like Trash Panda, I think. But now, like, yeah. So like, there's a lot of things you can do with kind of that functionality. You know, seems like people haven't really taken advantage of.
Yeah, to take the buffers back. I mean, that's always one of the issues. I like to do stuff with where you do like a buffer image and then you use that to do like feedback into something else. And you, with normal pixel shaders, you didn't really, you can't do that because it doesn't stay in memory. So now with compute shaders, you can do that. And I think people haven't really been exploring it as much as they possibly could, in my humble opinion.
I really love particles, so I like this real effect.
This is a really good Adapt demo. I mean, I criticize Adapt a lot for their demos not being memorable, but the effects always look so good.
The effects are nice. I found a lot of this to seem quite rushed, though.
But yeah, they were.
The tech is really nice, but the presentation is just.
Yeah, they were actually like building their engine, like actually finally developing some new features, so this was really cutting it short.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think they worked the whole party basically on this.
Right.
Trying to finish it.
Yeah, the main coder was actually working on this demo in the plane that we were coming with, and in a really cramped space, I guess.
Yeah.
So they were really like pushing to get this done.
Yeah.
They always have this like chromatic colors and lighting and fluid with particles.
That's good. I mean, it feels like an Adapt demo. You always know who's behind the demo.
Yeah, they have a very distinct character to their demos. That's true.
I think that's the nice thing to have your like own personal thoughts in there.
Yeah,
of course.
Definitely.
Then you can like create some variation and whatnot, but still have that feel there. I think that's nice.
Yeah, I agree.
you were, well, PS, you were previously talking about like this feels like an MFX demo or a Killer demo or something like that.
And Adapt is a good is a good example.
People say that this feels like an Adapt demo, like someone else's demo.
And people in the chat were saying they don't know what ASD-ish demo means. Well, it means that it's like 10 minutes long, mostly blue, with a lot of different transitions between effects, and whenever it feels like it's ending, it starts. And it has guitars on it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the mainstream assembly kind of ASD. Then we have the experimental ASD, which is completely different.
I suspect, but I'm not sure, but I think they're still using Rocket, and I think that might be a slight problem for them, especially when working with the cameras. Sometimes camera movement is very erratic in Adam demos, and I suspect it has something to do with them using Rocket.
Interesting that they're still using that.
I remember
they've got like their own tools.
I remember Deeper had developed even like some patches for Rocket to improve it somehow, and he was supposed to commit it to the main repo or something.
Right. But yeah, like Rocket's really nice for, I guess, if you're just like, you have your kind of thing you're working on, you just need to attach some way to animate properties, but once you start getting into like more advanced 3D movement, especially, it just becomes quite a pain, and like camera shots and things.
And especially it's a problem when you don't have a lot of time to actually work on the demo.
Yeah.
Making iterations is really hard without really good tools.
Yeah.
Like, look at this water just splashing all over the place.
I believe this effect is entirely done in screen space, rather the collisions are made in screen space.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Looks so good. Rip encoder. Yeah, definitely a lot of particles. Particles and shadows. And reflections. Okay, so that was Surfaced by Adapt, and it got 4th place in the combo. And in 3rd place, we have Transformer 3 by Limp Ninja. This was surprisingly fresh. I really like Limp Ninja, like they always try to push the design a little bit further.
I actually haven't seen this demo either, but I will speak for Limp Ninja at least a bit about Limp Ninja, because often I feel that their demos pick up a certain like effect or style, but try to push the idea forward. So even though it has been implemented before, they extend the idea somehow.
I was just saying on the chat that the sync is a bit off between both my screens. So if you see that the things don't quite seem on point, it's just this live stream. If you watch it live, it's a lot tight. A lot tighter. Also, the problem with the revision PC compo is that it's so long that by the time you reach these higher quality demos, everyone's already tired of watching new demos. It feels like you need a break or something. Or have like a special invitation compo just for invitation demos.
Yeah. But the assembly has the similar problem. We just have the Counter-Strike finals always going overtime.
By the way, I don't think that will happen this year because the organization has changed that or something.
Okay.
On the games.
So much stuff going on. You really need to watch this demo multiple times to get all the effects out of it.
This feels like an oscilloscope effect. Right.
Yeah, like tracing the line of some sort. And it's also an invitation for Evoke.
It says Evoke right there.
Hmm. Obviously.
The executable has subtitles. And the one they showed at the party, but I guess the recording doesn't.
Mm. Yeah, now you see it more clearly, Evoke. Very nice. Then we have the mandatory cocoon demo, which we have at every single revision. This time made with Notch, I believe.
Yeah.
Looked really good. I really liked this demo. Was clearly the best one in terms of technical merit. It didn't end up winning the compo because we have
the Space Pigs one. Yeah.
A Space Pigs demo, but this one was really good.
Yeah.
Some people complained that like the music wasn't really completely hitting the spot like previous Cocoon demos were, but I think it's pretty decent. It's pretty all right. The drum and bass is really driving it.
I have a slight problem with the recent Cocoon demos because they are way, way too post-processed. Like, they feel ugly because of the amount of like effects put on top of the render result.
Yeah, post-processing, like it's really important, but like it's a bit like, I guess, like at some point, like we had way too many lens flares and this kind of stuff, so you're gonna go overboard with it.
Post-processing in moderation is a good thing.
Yeah.
And what I've been recently thinking about is actually not having post-processing at all. Sometimes it's fair to have just like plain colors and not a lot of like noise or vignettes or anything like that. It depends on the context.
Mm. You need some post-processing to hide all the artifacts.
Depends what you're doing.
Well, like for ASICS of OK, it was a really minimal approach to thing. Like, we had some tone mapping and like a color gradient and bloom, and that was it. And that worked well for us. So yeah, you definitely don't need a lot. Thing depends on the style a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember some MFX demos that was most about post-processing than the actual content in it. It was just a lot of flickering and shaking and stroboscoping everything up. So like you just had a simple 3D scene going, but it flickers so much that it just makes all the or the ambient. But I mean, all the effects on this demo are really good.
Yeah.
By the way, I really like the music. I'm considering to put this as my ringtone on my phone.
This, it looks awesome. Like the trees, they look so real.
Yeah, I really like when you have this kind of like really abstract, for example, the cubes there. They make nice contrast with the nature looking realistic scene.
It makes nice contrast. Surrealistic effect. I mean, it's really nice that NTSC is exploring Notch. I'm wondering if he will ever go back to the engine that he was using with the Cocoon guys. Or if he's just gonna keep using Notch. Since he works for Notch now, I believe.
Yeah, I think that.
Like, fucking Liquid looks so good. How can you not use it?
I feel like if you're working on the same engine on Notch, it's lesser. It's much easier to work on it in your spare time as well, because you're more familiar with it. Even though you might have done the previous engine.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the number one demo.
Space Pigs.
You didn't like this one? I liked it.
I liked it. I don't know if it should have won, but I had a laugh. I had a good laugh with it.
Yeah, definitely like would have placed it third or something. Like perhaps top three, but yeah, perhaps not the first. Yeah. First place.
So the CPDT, you're not a Kevin fan then?
I enjoyed the original. I don't know, I in a way I'm a little bit tired of it now.
They're making like a whole universe around it.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of the jokes just didn't really work that well for me.
It's fine. Musi, it's fine. Here comes Kevin. You're fucked. No, you can't have any Commodores here. Illegal telepathy.
And I believe this was an invitation.
Yeah, for Underground Conference. Yeah, I don't know how much impact this has for people outside of the party. I mean, at the party you see it and it's fun. I don't know if people will, like, queue up to see it on YouTube afterwards. If they will see it more than once, let's say, if it has replay value.
Are you a pilot, Kevin?
I would say that people who don't usually watch
don't
demos
forget about
do
the
like
electrical
these
power
ones.
Controls forward overhead panel, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it has a, like, clear story and dialogue and everything.
Because I've been showing this to my friends and they are like, oh, this is awesome.
I mean, it's a proper short film.
Yeah.
Some people are saying that this kind of demo should be on the wild combo. I'm personally against that. I think that you should make whatever kind of demo you want to make. If it's story-based, it's fine. If it's effect-based, it's fine. Should be free to put whatever demo you want on the demo combo. But I can understand the comments that some people see this more as a wild entry than an actual demo, because it's not really showing technical skills, although even though the guys still worked on the engine to improve this for this particular demo. Have a cheese with a spider.
What do you mean you don't want it?
Oh no! Kevin is losing control of the MCAS.
Press all the buttons.
Solve the integral. And just all the references that it has to all the stuff.
I was surprised that this is actually a 3D model.
Yeah.
The teeth fall off because it's Kevin. Oh my god. There's this Monty Python quality to it, where you have to understand, to get the joke, you need to know the previous stuff that happened before on the other Space Pigs demos. And he destroys the Meteorix Award. Fuck the Meteorix. Oh yeah, Branch, you wanted to talk about the Meteorix Awards. You have a nice opportunity now.
I don't know. We said pretty much everything in December ceremony, but picking the best direction production was really difficult this time. There were so many good entries last year, direction wise.
Who won? I don't remember anymore.
It was number one,
wasn't it? No, Conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
I would say that everybody who got nominated, that they were about to win, but then we decided that we picked the Conspiracy in the end. But I kind of feel bad that we didn't pick the other ones.
There can only be one in the end.
Yeah.
Number one got best high-end.
So maybe we should be focusing more on the Meteorix just for being nominated and not necessarily winning, because being nominated is what is really giving more notoriety to the production. Not really winning, because I think the winning ends up being a personal choice between the 3 to 5 people that are in the jury. So it becomes a lot more subjective than objective quality. And picking the nominees in that sense is a bit more all-encompassing. Just a personal opinion. Anyways, this was what won revision compo, and then the fire hydrant, because it's important to have a fire hydrant on a Space Pigs production. So that's it. Nice screen in the end with the guy. So thank you everybody for watching Mystery Demo Scene Theater 9000 Season 4 Episode 6. Any last thoughts you guys want to say? CPDT, what are you up to next in terms of demo scene stuff?
Well, traveling around Europe a little bit.
Okay. Have you been doing some shader live stream stuff? I saw some live streams from yours, but it was mostly like a breakdown, right?
I've done, so I did a breakdown stream of Atlas a couple of weeks ago. I've done a few just like working on code, like demo code stuff before then. But yeah, it's pretty irregular.
Okay, so no fixed schedule.
When I feel like it, yeah.
All right. Birkin, what about you? I guess you're doing something for assembly.
Well, yeah, some experiments, but nothing concrete yet. Let's see if I come up with something. But okay. I'll definitely be attending the party at least, so you can meet me there.
All right. Branch, what about you? What's up? What's up in your evil plans for world domination?
We have pretty big plans for assembly, but I won't go into them. I might be streaming something on Twitch about our demo engine at some point.
Okay, that would be nice. I'm trying to get like a demo scene team happening on Twitch, so it's easier for people who are new into the demo scene to see all the demo sceners that stream stuff on Twitch. Unfortunately, you need to be like a Twitch partner to do that, so I got in touch with the Revision guys. They said that we were going to talk with their Twitch manager or whatever it's called to get that created. So hopefully we'll have that soon, and we'll help a little bit more to promote or cross-promote demo scene-related live stream stuff happening on Sounds Twitch. Cool. My cat wants to say hi to everyone.
Hello.
So wrapping up the show, thank you everybody for joining. Thank you guys who stand up and commented on the chat as well. Nice to have you. And special thanks to the guys from my Patreon: Garfield, Jeff Thornboon, Paul John Popkit, Del Topo, Fulcrum, Paul Falcon, Get It, Wessendorf, Trickster, Evil, Gaspot, Branch, and Vissy. Branch, you're listed there. Thanks so much for your support. It helps. It helps to pay this. It helps to pay the beer. For every single show. And talking about beer, I was challenged by Reality 404 to do a special Mystery Demo Scene Theater focused around beers. So probably the next show will be about that. I'm not quite sure who the guests will be. Have to talk with people and see what will make more sense. But we'll probably make a show just talking about beers and demos related to beers, I guess. I don't know. We'll have to see. We have a lot of demo sceners who are beer buffs, so it might be an interesting show. Otherwise, see you next time. Thanks for watching, everyone. Bye-bye. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.